The time is nearly 25 to 8. Later, with President Macron arriving for a state visit, we ask those working on both sides of the channel what we should do about the dangerous boat journeys that they take. This week, BBC Radio 4's Prayer for the Day marks its 55th anniversary, and the spotlight is in Bradford, the UK's city of culture. And just to give you a little taste of what's to come, here are prayers by Haridas Shwaran, Hindu priest and NHS prison chaplain, and first Simi Sekon, solicitor, entrepreneur and spokesperson for the Yorkshire Sikh Forum.
Good morning. In the Sikh faith, there is a guiding principle, Naam Japana Kirat Karni Van Shakana, which means remember God, earn an honest living, and share with others. These words have stayed with me from the fields of Punjab to the boardrooms of Yorkshire. Sikhism teaches us that business isn't just about profit, it's about purpose, service, and justice. Today I pray for all who lead in business, in community, in family. May we lead with compassion and love. May we build equity with integrity. May we remember that our actions echo beyond balance sheets and that success without soul is empty. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.
Good morning. I grew up in the sacred Hindu pilgrimage town of Vrindavan in India, at our ancient family temple, painted in pink and yellow and filled with the fragrance of garlands made of roses and jasmine. I used to watch my grandfather as he led people in prayer. In the Hindu tradition, prayer is more than a ritual. It is a daily reminder of our higher purpose and interconnectedness with all beings. When I pray, I invoke not only divine blessings for myself, but also cultivate values that guide me to live. Sanatan Dharma teaches us that the whole world is one family. This powerful ideal urges us to embrace unity in diversity. Prayer strengthens this spirit, helping us to see the divine in every person. As I fold my hands in prayer, let me also extend them in service, with a heart full of love and a mind open to all humanity.
Haridas Shwaran and Simi Sekon. Well, yesterday, the Reverend Ned Lunn, Canon for Intercultural Mission and the Arts at Bradford Cathedral, was the first of six voices from Bradford's diverse faith communities to share his thoughts at 5:43 a.m., a slot nestled between the shipping forecast and farming today. He joins me on the line now. Good morning. Are you surprised at the current secular climate that prayer for the day has lasted all these years?
Good morning. And yes. No, in that most people pray at certain points in their life. They find it at times of crisis. They reach out when they come to the end of themselves and the end of their self-sufficiency. Most people would admit to that. But yes, I'm surprised that in the media landscape that it remained faithfully there, as you say, nestled between those two other important shows. I'm both not and am surprised at its success.
And why should there be a prayer on the radio, do you think?
I think there's something about the divine still just whispering through our day-to-day life, to be there as an invitation as and when we need it. I've been surprised by the number of friends who have reached out after yesterday to say, oh, I heard you on the radio today. And I was like, oh, people wake up at this time and people are there in their kitchens and on their commute to work. To hear that sort of moment of transcendence that goes beyond our everyday life.
And I suppose it crosses religions and it crosses, you know, faiths, and people with no faith can tune into that.
Yeah, and it's often someone's just listening to someone's experience of prayer. We just heard the two friends there from Sikh and Hindu faiths talking about their own experience of the divine, of the transcendent, of God. And I think people are interested in that, people. Just last night, we had a conversation about faith across difference, across different faith communities in the cathedral. And again, there's the similarities. There is the place where we can empathize and we can connect with each other, but at the same time, it's something alien, something different from us. So I think it's really important to hear people's preamble before they pray, which is also important.
And what does it actually mean for you? I mean, why do you pray? What do you gain from it?
I think it's a relationship for me. It's a relationship that is trustworthy. It is an anchor. I have some forms of neurodiversity and autism. The world is a noisy and chaotic place, particularly for me. And finding these puncture moments in the day to switch off as much of the sensory overload that I get, to sit and to be, not to speak necessarily, not to fill it with thought, but just to sit and be and feel held by a close friend, a trustworthy creator and redeemer, to be able to experience that shaping the way in which he would like me to be shaped, and for me as a Christian, into the person of Jesus. So I just like to sit and have someone else be around me and hold me and to shape me.
Well, thank you very much indeed. The Reverend Ned Lunn, who took part in the special anniversary recording of Prayer for the Day, recorded at the National Science and Media Museum in Bradford. Do listen in this week at 5:43 a.m., although we will now have the luxury of being able to tune in at any time we like on BBC Sounds.